on me. I want the works. I want a breakfast that'll put a waddle in my wall.
A waddle in the wall.
Acting like a pig and humming, I guess you finally had a good night.
Loud and wrong as usual. Men aren't the only things that inspire jubilation. There's such thing as achievement. Professional success.
Control top pantyhose.
All substitutes for the real thing.
At least I don't have to seek my dates at the ASPCA.
No, you just go down to the local penitentiary for a little jailhouse rock.
Love is in the air.
Yes, it is. Place. Today, I'm meeting the new VP of Finance. And if I can sell him on this major art acquisitions, girl, could mean a promotion.
Yay. Ooh, well, hike up that skirt a few more inches and you won't even have to talk.
It's my brain, not my considerable charms, that are going to take me up, up, up that ladder of success, leading others to heights of opportunity. Look at the time. Wish me luck, girl.
She can leave, but who's going to follow a woman with bubblegum stuck to her butt?
Good morning, Mr. Holtworth.
Oh, glad to meet you. Ms. Abernathy speaks very highly of you.
I pay her well. I hear you're from Chicago.
Yes, by way of Boston and Cleveland and Detroit, all in the space of 2 years.
Well, we soldiers of fortune must go where the gold is, but you won't have to travel far for this one. Behold, a pre-Columbian Aztec masterpiece. This vase represents the god Tlaloc. Now, let me draw your attention to
Excuse me, but what is that on your skirt?
Here.
On the back. It's kind of a pink blob.
Oh. Well, that would be bubblegum. A post-Columbian artifact. moving right along. Please, notice the fluidity of design. The harmony of proportions.
Yes, they're impossible to ignore.
Yes. And this vase will appreciate at an exponential rate.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a blue-chip investment.
Music to my ears.
Well, I will have to run it by Mr. Crumb, of course, but, hey, I don't anticipate a problem.
Well, I'll let you get back to your number crunching.
Oh, Whitley, I'd like us to get better acquainted, over dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah, it's after lunch and before breakfast.
I'm on a diet. The no dining with colleagues plan.
Yes, well, with your figure, you don't need to be on any diet.
It's a very important day. Mm-hmm. I've decided on a major. What I want to do with my life. Dad.
That's my boy, Beverages on me for everybody.
You so bad. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Jaleesa? He's finally going to do something.
Yeah, I heard him all right.
Dr. Sutherland is so cool. This class I've been taking with her set me on fire.
Burn, baby, burn.
Uh-huh, so thanks to her, mm-hmm. in 1994, you received my B.A.
All right.
Uh-huh, in dance.
In dance.
In dance.
Well, that is just wonderful, Terrence. That's just wonderful.
All right.
Isn't that wonderful, honey? Honey?
Yeah. Grant, you owe me $35.90 for the juice. By the way, what's the happy occasion?
Come in. For my antique weaponry collection. I just bought it.
I just wanted to follow up on our...
Yeah, what do you think?
Pointy. Mr. Holtworth, I was wondering what Mr. Crumb's reaction was to the Aztec piece.
Well, I haven't discussed it with him just yet.
Why not?
Well, the other night, as I was dining alone, I began to wonder whether it was as good an investment as I had originally thought.
It's an excellent investment. Pieces like this double their
Great
value.
Great lipstick.
10 years. And if we ever need cash,
Ooh,
I know many...
Your perfume's very nice.
I know many museums that would buy this.
Tell me, what color are your panties?
Mr. Holtworth, I have you know that you're dealing with a judge's daughter, not some mealy-mouthed yes woman who doesn't know her rights. Now, Merriter versus Vincent states what you're doing is creating a hostile work environment. So, Sir Lancelot, I suggest you put your sword back in its sheath, or I'll report you to Human Resources so fast you won't remember what color your underwear is.
Miss Gilbert, I don't wear any.
Hey, Jaleesa. Yeah?
Son. You know, Terrence, you're such a gifted mathematician when you apply yourself. Dance just isn't a thinking man's career. It's so unstable, short-lived. And if you think that I'm going to pay for it, you got another floor coming. And I'm telling you...
You're so happy because I'm not going to be the next Colin Powell.
Oh, no, son. I didn't say that. I just wish that you would choose a career that didn't involve you wearing a tutu.
Oh, okay. So dance isn't macho enough for Bradford Taylor's son.
Come on, son. Come on. Put it right there. Let's see if you still got it, boy. Come on.
Dad, you always taught me not to buy in the stereotype. Oh, by the way, I'm minoring in hairdressing.
What did he say?
Ah, Miss Gilbert, congratulations. The H Writers decided to go ahead with the Aztec Perkin.
Hell, I'm delighted.
John was telling me what a sensational presentation you made. He was very complimentary.
Oh, what else could I be?
Well, I'll just go out and hunt me up some more masterpieces.
Before you go, Miss Gilbert, could I have a word with you, please? Excuse us, won't you, John?
Certainly. Again, congratulations, Miss Gilbert.
Mr. Crime, is this about my future here?
Yes. Now, John was loath to bring this up, but I dragged it out of him. Your romantic overtures are making him extremely uncomfortable.
My what?
He's a very proper man. Any reference to swords and sheaths, even in jest, unnerves him.
He's lying.
Oh, you didn't tell him that his sword was pointy and call him Sir Lancelot? Yes, well, there is no proper context for such comments in this office, Miss Gilbert. Nor is there for your provocative attire.
I don't believe this.
Plainly put, Miss Gilbert, you've got a good brain. Use it. Otherwise, you'll be out on another part of your anatomy.
You wanted to see me?
Interesting look. Makes it more fun to imagine what's underneath.
I'm doing a mating.
Oh, come on. Please, have a seat. Please. I just wanted to be the one to break the good news. As VP of Finance, I'll be the one escorting you to New York to purchase the Aztec base.
I can't go. I'm expecting a death in the family.
Well, it'll look awfully irresponsible if you don't go. And, don't forget to pack your toothbrush.
Excuse me, Mr. Holtworth. Mr. Crumb is waiting for me.
Right. We're going to work late tonight.
Yes, sir.
Honey, your outfit stinks. I'm wearing it for a reason. I think you understand.
What, you got bad taste?
I saw the way he was looking at you, Miss Lopez. If we file a complaint together, we could get rid of him.
I got nothing to complain about. Good job, all the coffee I can drink.
A boss who harasses you.
Aw, cry me a river. A friend of mine at my last job filed a complaint against one of the execs. He got a slap on the wrist for being a bad boy. And now everyone looks at her like she's a troublemaker.
If we don't say anything, this is just gonna go on and on.
Honey, I am looking to pay my mortgage and feed my kid, not qualify for sainthood.
I can't work this way.
We have to. Listen, if he gets too fresh, remember, you got knees. Le das una patada bien fuerte y se acabó. Ya no hace más.
I'd like Dad to be proud of me for a change.
Terrence, that'll only happen if you're proud of yourself.
As a musician, I know where you're coming from. You'll do anything for your art.
Oh, apparently so.
You're the lonely, lovely lady. Just pick up the phone and dial those tears away.
Oh.
I'm Tyrone.
Hey, Ty.
Now I'm looking from the other end of the super jam line to have pillow talk with you. Dial 1-555-FRENDL.
Wait a minute, so this is a mystery gig? You a phone ho?
No, I don't answer the calls. I just do the ads. It's acting.
Oh, like a pimp.
Face it, Ron, you're a barnacle clinging to the bottom of the ship of life.
Hey, don't you mean the love boat? Oh, the love boat.
Go ahead and laugh. My humiliation will only add to the greatness of my art.
Oh, now he's going to do a rendition of What I Did for Love.
Yeah, for $3 a minute. Come on, Tim.
All right, look at Tyrone.
Hey, Whitley, meet Tyrone.
If it isn't Dewey Decimal Centerfold
Girl. I am not a piece of meat.
Hey, Whitley, what's up?
Nothing.
Does this have anything to do with that VP asking you out to dinner?
Wait, hey, Bunny, is somebody bothering you?
No, nothing is wrong. He hasn't touched me or anything. He's just saying things.
Or you're just going to have to go to personnel and complain.
That's a brilliant idea, Kimberly, and I would have done that. But he went in there and told his boss that I was hitting on him. It's so nice to know that women have a position in business. Too bad it's horizontal.
I know exactly how you feel. At my first summer job, my supervisor, Carol, had a thing for me. I couldn't walk by this woman without her talking about the shape of my butt. Or what it was going to be like to see me in my athletic support. When I didn't show her the goods, you know what she did? She took me off the bingo video game project, man.
Who cares? What am I going to do?
I tell you what you do. Let me go down there. I'll straighten it out for you. I'll go down there. I'll talk to this dude man to man. We'll take care of
it. Dwayne, I can't have you going down there speaking on my behalf. It'll compromise everything I've worked for.
What's left to compromise with?
Okay, people, time to shut your mouths. Let's move those derrières.
That's all right. Doc Southern, Colonel Taylor here. I'd like to join your little dance class.
Turn, kick, yes, good, thank you. Okay, let's have it in threes. Lena, Taryn,
all right,
and Colonel Taylor.
Oh, come on, please, come on.
Give me a little bit more Catherine Dunham, a little less MC Hammer. Colonel.
Yes.
Persevere.
Yes, sir.
But not in my class.
Thank you.
Now.
You okay, Dad?
Oh, yeah, fine. Never better.
Well, I thought it was really cool you came to check out the class.
Well, I just thought I'd do a little recon, see how you were doing this dance thing here. Terrence? You were good. Now, son, you were really good.
Thank you.
But you know, you're good at so many things, Terrence. I mean, couldn't you just consider minoring in something else?
Well, I like philosophy.
Philosophy. That's good. That's good. Won't pay the rent, but it's a start, huh? How much are these extra courses at Avery going to cost?
Oh, I got it covered, Dad.
You got a job?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, see, Ron hooked me up. Uh-huh. I'm now a spokesmodel for 1555 Friendly.
A phone hole?
Quick, he's coming. And leave me out of this.
You're gonna have to make this short and sweet, Miss Gilbert. I have a lot of work to do.
That you do, sir. Today, I'd like to present to you one of our painters.
Not so loud, please. Thank you.
Sorry. A work by Juan de Pareja, the black assistant to Velázquez. Not in this masterpiece, the drama of Chiaroscuro. The tension of the composition. Don't you want a closer look?
Oh. So that's how it is.
And what is?
Now you're ready to play ball.
Yes. I mean, no, not here. Did you say play ball, as in cooperate?
John, I tried that.
Let go of me. Get off me.
Well, it's very obvious what's going on here.
Thank goodness.
Ms. Gilbert, I see you respected my advice on the dress code, but have chosen to ignore my warning about making advances on co-workers.
No. He was hitting on me. I have it on tape.
Obviously, it's a case of fatal attraction, Henry.
Oh, no, Buster. I have it on tape.
Miss Gilbert, haven't you embarrassed yourself enough? Hang on to a shred of dignity.
Watch this. It's on tape. That's Weber, my mama's little puppy.
This circus is over.
Why would I go to such lengths if I didn't have just cause?
Far be it for me to attempt to make sense of the machinations of your fevered brain.
But did you ever wonder, Mr. Crumb, when you were hiring this man, why he was transferred 3 times in the course of 2 years? Isn't that odd for such a qualified executive?
But don't be too harsh, Henry. Clearly she needs professional help.
Perhaps you did inquire, and they told you there was a little problem with some of the girls in the office. But after all, what's more important, a stray hand on the secretary's bottom or the bottom line?
That's very imaginative.
Are you willing to go on record as having ignored my complaint, sir?
You know, John, I think we'd better investigate this.
Henry.
And I want both of you to report to Human Resources tomorrow morning, 8:30 sharp. And if what you say is true, Miss Gilbert, you have my deepest apologies.
You know, there really aren't too many of us in this corporate world here, Whitley. We owe it to our people to present a united front.
I don't owe it to anybody to be somebody's concubine. I'll see you tomorrow morning. And wear something sexy.
Fine. Let's just see who they believe, okay? You or me?
Did you not refer to Mr. Haltworth as Sir Lancelot?
Yes, Buster.
And isn't it true that you often refer to your ex-paramour, Dwayne Wayne, as Pookie?
What is a pookie?
If he was harassing you, why did you continue to visit his office?
That was not, I can explain,
what
sir.
What perfume were you wearing? How did you get your job?
I repeat, what is a pookie?
You deserve him a soda.
You've got to believe it! 3 weeks later, E.H. Wright decided John Holtworth was guilty of sexual harassment. He was issued a warning. Whitley Gilbert continues to report to him. Ron Johnson was fired from 555 Friendly for lack of sex appeal.